check. One,
we're going to go ahead and get started with our post-race media availabilities. We're now joined by third place finisher, number 88, Matt Crafton of the Great Lakes Menards Ford. Matt, run us through those last few laps. You go ahead and join us, too. Come on, Stuart.
We had a hell of a race. Matt didn't.
We are also joined by the second place finisher, number 52, We Build America Chevrolet, Stuart Friesen. Guys, why don't you both just kind of fill us in the end of that race there?
I just lost a little bit of track position when we took four and got to racing, and 41 and him got away, and he started up front, and he checked out, and it sounded like he had something go on with his pit stop or took two tires, and Ben took four or zero. We're good. I felt if we would have had track position, we could have been there with him. We could race with him because I'd run comparable lap times. I'd run faster than them. And all in all, I mean, it's great, great effort by everybody at Thor Sport, and this Menard Ford F-150 was good, especially the shit season that we've had so far this year. I mean, that's just, sorry to be so blunt, but it's been that bad this year. And to come home third.
Huh?
We're going dirt racing next week, yeah. So me and Stuart are looking forward to that. I felt like I was dirt racing getting a few times into three tonight at 180 miles an hour. But like I said, I can't thank every one of these guys for not giving up.
Yeah, Stuart?
Yeah, likewise. We had to make a motor swap there after time trials, and the GMS crew, our HFR crew, worked awesome together like they have been all year, obviously. And we had all hands on deck to swap everything out, and not exactly sure what the problem was, but after that we were on a mission and followed Matt up through and raced hard up through the pack, and guys gave me an awesome pit stop and got us to second there, and had a tough race with the 75 for a while. We were able to clear him and put some track position on him, and then that green flag stop, I just didn't get off pit road like I needed to. I think I gave up a little bit too much time maybe getting on pit road, and then just didn't get a good enough launch, and that was it. You know, 41 got out in front of us by 100 yards or so, and that was it. We were just a little bit tight after that. And, but no, all in all, proud of my guys. I know you got to win one to get in the playoffs, but we're making a shitload of points, so that's cool too. And on to next week.
Awesome. We'll open it up to questions, and we'll start right here in the front.
Matt, first for you, with the performance you had and Ben had today, would you say that this is a turning point for Thor Sport this season?
Oh, absolutely. We've been pretty horrendous the last 3 months. We started off the season okay, and then we just went into a funk, and we've been in a bad, bad funk. And I mean, we've finished in the 20th or worse for quite a while now, and just finished 11th at Chicago. But it was a very sad effort how we ran. All in all, I mean, can't thank these guys for not giving up. I mean, we've been working on a lot of new stuff, not a lot of new setup stuff, and we knew we were going to take some on the chin throughout this whole setup stuff and trying to learn this. And I said, this weekend, I feel that we were really good off the trailer and fine-tuned it, and looking forward to going to Eldora next week and next few races as well.
Forgot to say, Seth Egger, Motorsports Tribune. Stuart, for you, with the other dirt ringers next week, how confident are you in your chances in making the playoffs next week?
Well, there's, I'm cautiously optimistic. Obviously we have a little bit of an advantage there. But, you know, Matt's good there, got us last year. And there's some good kids coming in. I race with Max McLaughlin and Tyler Dipple all the time on the Dirt Series, Super Dirt Series, and the Short Track Super Series. And, two good kids coming in with pretty good trucks. And if you know Max and his dad, you know Mike, they got experience in NASCAR, so they'll be tough. There's a bunch of wingless guys coming in. Chris Windham's good. And you never know. We've had it circled on the calendar all year, and I know we're building the best piece we can for it. We're not just bringing whatever's on the shelf, so hopefully that pays off. But you never know. It's the big, star on the season, and anybody can get out there and win it.
Do we have any other questions? Go up to the press box. Are there any questions in the press box? All right. Well, good
race,
guys.
Thank you.